Good morning. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. She joins us each Wednesday morning. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, Judy, red water spotted in the Mohawk River has been linked to a contaminated site in the Glenville Business and Technology Park. What's going on here?
Right, and that is a site Schenectady County has been trying to have cleaned up for a decade or more. The red water was seen by a boater in late May, and a preliminary sampling by DEC found it had numerous volatile organic compounds of unknown origin. The State Department of Environmental Conservation traced the material to the old Scotia Navy Depot site. It's an area of the industrial park owned by the Federal General Services Administration and leased by the Federal Defense Logistics Agency. The cleanup of about 65 acres at the site, which is off Route 5, is included in President Obama's proposed budget, with $15 million earmarked for the work. Congressman Paul Tonkel told us yesterday that the restoration of this location isn't just important for local economic development. It's an integral part of ensuring the health of the water quality in Glenville and all of Schenectady County, really everybody downstream. The problem is an underground toxic plume beneath the long vacant depot. It was left behind by degreasers used in the repair and assembly of vehicles during the Vietnam War, which is what they did at the old depot back then. The plume is within a portion of the Great Aquifer Protection Zone near the Mohawk River. There are a lot of chemicals in the water, and I can't pronounce any of them. They're on our website. But trichloroethylene was not among the chemicals found in the red water, but it is one of the chemicals that they think is in the plume. Obama's proposed funding includes money to monitor the site for 30 years, but we're still waiting for that funding to be approved.
Well, if you're a patron of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center and the ballet, you're going to be happy with their announcement yesterday.
Yeah, dancers with the New York City Ballet will take up residence in Saratoga for 2 weeks next year, extending their stay for the first time since the Saratoga Performing Arts Center shortened their schedule back in 2013. The announcement comes just 3 weeks before the ballet's first of 7 dates is back this summer, and less than a month before its gala, which is a crucial fundraiser for the ballet. Marsha White, SPAC's president and executive director, said SPAC and the ballet company have been working together over the past 2 years to find a financing model that works for both to bring the ballet company to SPAC. At one point, the ballet's residency in Saratoga Springs lasted 4 weeks during the summer, but in 1978, it was reduced by a week and then by another in 2009. Hosting the ballet for 2 weeks will cost roughly $2.2 million, and only 40% of that cost is covered by ticket prices. White said part of the effort to bolster attendance will be to market the ballet outside the capital region. The agreement they announced yesterday is for just 1 year in 2015, but the ballet and SPAC are both hopeful that the 2 weeks will be extended into 2016 as well.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.